Drive to Passport Pit Stop 5, Harlan County Tourism, 38 miles ahead. Maps are on pages 4 and 6.
My name is Rich Kirby. I work at Apple Shop in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Work for the radio station WMMT 88.7. I play the banjo and the fiddle and a couple of other things. Old-time music is for all that it's very vigorous and can be very fast and moving, it is very economical to play. Fiddling involves sort of short bow strokes. The clawhammer banjo lick or the drop thumb is a very smooth rhythmic motion. And if you think about literally playing all night at a dance, you know, you're not really going to want to wear it out with flashy, notey kinds of things. You're going to want to get something that will just kind of have a pulse to it, and your whole body can get into a rhythm. And one old banjo player said, you want to have do as little work with your left hand as possible. So as many notes as are in the tune, if you can get them onto open strings, having a tuning that has already most of the notes of the tune in it, you know, is a big help there. A lot of people are doing a lot of work on the history of the banjo and finding really interesting details about it, but we know the overall picture quite clearly. It originated fundamentally in West Africa, and there are a number of instruments played traditionally in Africa that have the same general style of being a drum with strings. Slaves who were brought here, not permitted to bring any instruments with them, of course, but could build instruments when they got here, and built stringed instruments in part because they were forbidden under the early slave codes. They were forbidden from building drums. The slave owners knew that the African traditions of people communicating with each other over long distances by drumming, and they were afraid of what the slaves might say to each other. But there was an early string tradition, the accounts of people playing the banjo or banjar pretty much under that name from before the Revolution, and accounts of whites and blacks playing this music together. Somewhere in the last year, I read one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, one of the Virginia planters, complaining that his son, you know, was not taking seriously, you know, trying to train his son to run the plantation, and the son was running off all the time to play the banjar with the Negroes. And there were also very disadvantaged whites working side by side with blacks in the early days, in the 18th century. Indentured servants from England and Ireland and Scotland had few more rights. In some cases, there were similar slaves. And certainly that was an area where there was a lot of social interaction and a lot of musical interaction. And so very early on, you found people, both whites and blacks, playing banjos and fiddles. That interaction is the basis for a great deal of what we now think of as Appalachian traditional music.
Down the mountain, you will pass many rustic stone buildings. Like most structures in the park, they were built in the 1930s by WPA workers. As you exit the park, Wasioto Winds will be on your right. At US 25E, take a left. At the next light, take a right onto US 119. Drive to Harlan County Tourism. Resume audio at the Harlan County line. Keep an eye open. Pause audio now.